Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go to camera, John Richie. We got Rhea. We got Seltzer. And great to be with you on this Monday as the Eagles play a game tonight. They also honor Nick Foles. You know, James, over the weekend, I was thinking, what's the best way to honor Nick Foles? We can use words, our words. And James, you talked about love. And I thought, you know what? Best way to honor him, just let his own words speak for itself. Back from 2017, Merrill Reese's words, Mike Quick's words. From 2017, let his actions speak for themselves. We have not played. First off, it has now been seven seasons since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Okay, 7 seasons, which is kind of adding up a little bit, right? And we have not, James, I'd say, played the Merrill montage of Super Bowl 52 on our show probably for 3 years.
Four years? Probably something like that. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. I mean, Foles is in town. He might be listening to WIP right now. Nick, number one, God bless you. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I told you. Nick, God, I love you. Like, I literally love you.
He's going to get such an ovation tonight because in February of 2018, sit back, everybody, for the next 3 minutes. Enjoy, because in February of 2018, this happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Super Bowl 52. Foles fakes. He's back. He steps up. He is going deep. And it is caught by Alshon Jeffery for a touchdown.
Oh, what a great catch by Alshon Jeffery.
Alshon Jeffery, a magnificent.
He comes right back to Blunt. Blunt across the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. The train is in the end zone.
Unbelievable blocking. Great play call. We knew he was going to be aggressive. He told us that he was going to stay aggressive. He loves us.
Foles moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
And Enzuki Foles receives a touchdown. Oh, get what a Trey Burton.
This play call has a chance to be remembered as one of the all-time greats.
And that's something we've been working on, and Doug and I were talking. I was like, let's just run it.
And Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator for New England, he's over there scratching his beard.
He is going deep, and is it a touchdown?
It is.
It is a touchdown! A 22-yard touchdown to Clement.
This is crazy. I've been dreaming about this moment. Now I can see what it feels like.
Looks, fires out in the flat, running with the football, and coming up close to another first down. Is Aguilar, and he picks it up. Aguilar tonight has stepped up bigger than ever. Back goes Foles, fires, slant, touchdown! Zach Ertz, he caught it, he bobbled it, he never let it drop, and he finished with the football.
If they would have overturned that, I don't know what would happen to the city of Philadelphia. So glad they didn't overturn it.
Boy, if the Eagles could come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit. Falls forward, and he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett.
Brandon Graham rips the football out of the hands of Tom Brady.
With 2:09 remaining to be played.
And boy, oh boy.
Brandon Graham.
We said we needed a play. If we got one more opportunity, we're going to give everything we got. And I just so happened to get there.
Here is a 46-yarder to give the Eagles an 8-point lead. And the kick is... Goal!
The biggest kick in Jake Elliott's life, right there.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady, he steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone. And it is batted around. And incomplete. And the game is over.
Oh!
Super Bowl champions, Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you.
If there's a word called everything, that's what it means to Eagles fans everywhere.
Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, the GOAT, a legend.
X's name is Stone.
It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. That's been this team all year.
And they're bringing back the Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia. Broad Street, get ready. We are having a parade.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it just gives me
let's go
chills.
My whole body is like, it's right? Dude.
And here's the deal. It's not like Foles was the only one. There's a lot of guys who were critical. Okay, and that includes Carson for those first 13 games because they're probably not a one seed without him. But if Foles is not able to step in there and they reinvented the offense, I mean, before because he was really struggling. He'd struggled against the Raiders. He'd struggled against Dallas. By the way, Foles' quarterback coach from that year, John DeFilippo, will be with us in studio at 8:30 today. I mean, the Eagles are going to honor Foles tonight. And it is a great opportunity for you at 215-592-9494 to show your appreciation as well. Thank God that game happened. Thank God the Eagles won. Could you imagine if we were still waiting? Holy mackerel. But look, obviously, I'm sure you enjoyed that audio. If you want to praise Foles, please do. We got another game, though, tonight. We got the Eagles and the Falcons as well, so an awful lot going on. 215-592-9494. Big J, how great was that to hear, my man?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's being said right now.
I don't either.
But
I'm going to need a transcript.
Big J, we can't understand you. We love the passion. We just actually can't understand you right there.
Oh,
just
my
a little
goodness.
Too much volume.
I am so pumped. I am ready for tonight. I'm ready for our Eagles to dominate those Atlanta Falcons. I'm ready for us to do what we need to do to get to this Super Bowl, baby, this year.
There you go, man. Well, listen, this is a good opportunity for Jalen tonight, you know, because, it's not as easy tonight without A.J. Brown. And let's see what he can do, and hopefully he plays better than the other day. That's the thing about Foles that year. He rebounded. That's been a thing about Hurts in his career. He has rebounded. Jalen, and I'm going back to college, Jalen has had down moments, and he has typically rebounded. Boy. So let's go do it tonight. All right, Big J, good call, man. Appreciate the passion. How about that right there? Let's go to Mike in Douglasville. Mike, good morning.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good,
doing well, Mike.
Dude, watching the freaking Cowboys get blown out at home is just a beautiful thing. But then to come back and then, you know, have today with honoring Foles and, you know, Kelce making his return with ESPN tonight, and it's just like everything just sets up perfectly. I you know, unfortunately, A.J. Brown's not going to be playing. I appreciate the Eagles for announcing it at, like, noon so I could get my fantasy team set up right. But, yeah. I mean, Jahan Dotson, he was more of the outside guy in Washington and even at Penn State. So I have a feeling he'll see a lot of outside corner time. And yet I think, who was it, Seltzer? I think you said probably Covey will play the slot. I'm fine with that. In all honesty, hearing him come out of, like, training camp and everything, I think it was Britton Covey was kind of impressing out of the slot. So it'd be cool to get him to get a shot. But for our defense this week, I need an interception tonight. I don't care who gets it. I'd love it to be Quinyon Mitchell. But I need some defensive plays tonight, not just letting these guys run rampant all over us. You know, Bijan's going to be a terror. Kyle Pitts, you know, coming out of college, they rated him so high. But granted, he hasn't really had anybody throwing him the football. I think he went like an entire year without getting a single touchdown.
Maybe. He was just sadly, abusedly underused.
I had him in fantasy,
like.
I think, that year.
Did you really?
It was killing me.
You know, some of these other receivers that the Falcons have, Darnell Mooney is a very talented outside live wire speed wide receiver who's had bad quarterbacks. He was in Chicago with Fields and inexperience and Drake London, another young wide receiver who's never had the benefit of a quarterback who knows what he's looking at defensively. They're going to be grateful. They're going to be talented. And Kyle Pitts also, just now he's given a chance. It's like another chance, a chance at redemption, a chance to actually catch passes.
They may not still have a quarterback, guys.
We all watched
Kirk Cousins last week, right? I mean, I'm like going, they don't have a great quarterback, not what we saw last week.
If he can't move well with that Achilles, then they're in trouble.
You knew when they were throwing the ball last week, you knew when they were running the ball last week. It was the most predictable offense I've ever seen.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. Who or what overstayed their welcome?
So So I don't know if it's been said already, but this dude stayed his overstayed his welcome for years, and now we still got to listen to his freaking voice. But Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Well, I don't know about that, man. So here's my thing.
The voice is a little tough.
The voice isn't great. Here's the other thing I'll say, and he'll get this in time. His timing is bad in these broadcasts. A play happens. The play-by-play guy lays out.
Bad.
He might be. The play-by-play guy lays out, waiting for the color commentator to come in, and Brady is consistently taking like an extra 5 seconds to comment. It's silence.
Jeez.
And then he comments, and I'm like, oh no, that's
well, that's definitely something he can work on.
He can improve
address.
On that.
He knows it needs to get better.
But
he
I
can
thought
listen
he'd be
back to one minute of a game that he's done. He'll know he needs to get better at that. I'm positive it will be better.
I'll tell you this, Sean. I thought he'd be better out of the gate.
It is surprising to me that it's been as tepid.
It has
the
been.
Response, and deservedly so.
I know.
It's just kind of meh.
You know, who's never tepid. Eagles Shirley, after hearing the Super Bowl 52 montage. What's going on, Shirley?
Hey, family. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, my life is just life right about now. I happen to add on being an adjunct professor to everything else that I got going
wow.
on.
Wow.
So good for you.
Way to go.
I said, information technology at Pierce College. So go Pierce. But anyway, thanks for playing it. Every time I hear that Super Bowl, whoever's playing it, yep. whether it's TV or radio, I remember where I was at with my family. I remember, Tom Brady on his butt, just Brandon Graham, baby, number 54, yep. So just excited. But the Eagles right now, where we at today, and I'm purposely talking slow because y'all know how I get towards the end.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, right now it's so crucial that we play our game and don't let them dictate nothing. They didn't earn it. We have the momentum. We are at home. We are at the link. Everything is going in our favor. Prayers going up to you, A.J. Brown. Get better quick. But other than that, they have a game plan. I'm so excited for our coordinators. Our offense, I'm so excited to see the different changes, and see the guys respond.
I agree with you.
That right there, that is so important that
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, I'm playing, right? If you don't have if you're playing with a coach or a coordinator and they drawing up plays, whatever it is that they do, John, and you're not responding, I think last year I keep hearing they lost the locker room. This right here is fresh, it's new, they're excited, their talents are being, bring out your talents. We want to use your talents.
Yeah, no, listen, Shirley, I'm with you. All right, Shirley, give me an answer. Who or what overstayed their welcome?
Oh, so wait a minute.
You can win Jim Gaffigan tickets. Give me a great answer here.
No, listen, I gotta give you my ending. I'm not playing the game.
No worries. Give me your ending.
I got you. Baby, let me tell you, everybody that's going out to the game tonight, make sure your presence is made known. If you watch it from home, make sure you go on social media, WIP, tweet out your Eagles, be with us, be with them. Let's go, Birds, and get this win tonight. A-A-G-L-E-S.
Well done, Shirley. God bless
Strong.
You as well. That is phenomenal. Phenomenal. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us in a second, but actually, let's not forget the Phils. They won 2 of 3 this weekend. They had a couple come-from-behind victories. There's a lot going on in that series, including the way it ended. Let's just listen to the very end yesterday as JT walked it off.
Maybe Rob's anticipating JT hitting the one in the gap.
Nothing in 2. The count. Diaz delivers. And JT hits one in the game. Right center. It'll win the game. Castellanos will score. And the Phillies beat the Mets on a walk-off by JT Realmuto.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. So the Phils now 2 up on the Dodgers. 3 if you count the tiebreaker. 4 up on the Brewers. 5 if you count the likely tiebreaker.
Man.
So a good spot, and 9 on the division. Division's over. By the way, let's as we're talking about
our
the weekend.
Our number is 5?
5. 5
for the division.
And as we're talking about the weekend, let's not lose sight of, while it was not the most important thing this weekend, the most outrageous moment from an incredible standpoint, let's go back to Saturday, because we got to honor Cal Stevenson with that catch.
1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that one is hit well. Center field. Stevenson's gone back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He jumps, and he makes the catch! Stevenson makes the catch! Brings it back! What a play by Cal Stevenson!
Crazy.
He leaps at the wall and brings it back!
That was pretty cool, man. That really was. All right.
And it wasn't just that, you know, that was so spectacular. Yeah. But we just seen Rojas almost get that play. Yeah. And then, you know, his elbow hits and the ball drops, just fails. And it was so good to see that. But it wasn't just that play. There were many plays defensively for Cal and that we can celebrate. That was such an awesome thing to see. A young guy making good on that opportunity and then some. Yeah. And then again.
Look, he and a couple guys are in a battle for those final bench spots. I don't think he's going to get it. But I'll tell you what, man, that dude, Austin Hayes. Seltzer, they're going to bump him off the playoff roster, right?
Yeah. I mean, he might not be back. Who knows what's going on with him?
I mean,
I'm with you. I'm out of sight, out of mind for me with Austin Hayes.
That's the way I feel. All right, let's talk some
poor
football.
Guy. Jeez.
I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, he got a shot.
But you know how much it matters to him.
I don't care. It matters to me. Matters to us.
I want him to be good. I want him to be awesome. He needs to get his game together.
Seltzer, who cares more about the Phillies? Austin Hayes or the collective Phillies fans?
Yeah, I'm going to go with us. Just a little bit more, though.
No, I mean, look, we wish the guy the best, but he has not come through.
Clearly we wish him the best.
Well, yeah, you know what's the best? Him not on the playoff roster. That's the best.